Welcome to the Nursing and Midwifery Emporium podcast, a podcast about this nursing life. I'm Nicole Nash-Arnold from Nurse Manager HQ.
And I'm Sue Walker from the Nursing CPD Institute. And together each week, we seek out interesting people to discover what a red-hot nursing life looks like. Now, today I welcome to the This Nursing Life microphone Dr. Wendy McIntosh. Now, Wendy is the director of DeVar Consultancy and has done a number of podcasts with us in regards to professional boundaries and supervision with us in her role as a Rotarian. Hello, Wendy.
Yeah, good morning, Sue. Lovely to be here.
Now, Wendy, how long have you been in Rotary?
So I was inducted as a Rotarian in 2011. So 9 years ago. And in terms of being a Rotarian, I'm still a newbie because many of my Rotarian colleagues have been in Rotary a decade, you know, 50, 60 years, which is just extraordinary and remarkable.
That is extraordinary. Now, what does it mean to you to be a Rotarian?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. It's a great deal of pride. I'm aware that when I've been involved in projects through my club or through the district I belong to, a great deal of pride in being able to contribute back to the community, either through funding that we've raised or, you know, hands-on activities. And over those 11 years, I think I've had many experiences of feeling very humbled by being a citizen of the world and being involved in Rotary activities and what they do around the world. So it means being connected, being involved, and networking and friendship, yeah.
Wendy, can anyone become a Rotarian? Can anyone become a member?
Yeah, it's open to the described, Rotary International describes the welcome as any adult of good character who's got an interest in making a difference, helping in local and international communities. There's a bit of a process involved. Generally, a current member of a club will invite a guest along to some meetings. And that will give that prospective member an opportunity to see the club, learn about the club activities and Rotary International. But it also gives the members a chance to meet that person, hear about them and their life and their passions and how they would want to contribute to Rotary. And then as a kind of more formalised process of maybe an interview by a couple of club members and then voting by the membership as to whether or not this person can become a member. So I think a reasonable process allows people to get to know one another and to get a sense of how the person can contribute to the club, but also how the club can contribute to that person's life. Yeah.
So what does Rotary offer you then? How does Rotary contribute to your life?
At the moment, very, very busy, and I'll say more about that in one of the later kind of questions, Sue. But I think over the years, I've had lots of fun and laughter. I've met a lot of good people that I enjoy spending time with. I've certainly grown a lot, both personally and professionally, that because of the challenges that Rotarians meet in the world, in the work that we do, the volunteer work that we do. There's many opportunities to learn new skills, to learn about leadership, to learn about applying for grants. Oh gosh, so much, so much learning. Fantastic connection with people at a local level and internationally. Being able to give back to the community locally and internationally. We had devastating floods here in the Lochare Valley where I live. In 2011, Rotary clubs from within our district and beyond contributed a significant amount of money into the area, which helped the Lochare Valley rebuild. And not only money, but Rotarians were hands-on helping with preparing sandwiches and catering for the service, other service volunteers, the SAS, police, paramedics, etc. And then we were able to continue to contribute some of that funding to the community and develop a garden in one of the townships called Laidley, providing a big industrial fan to one of the secondary schools in the Lochaber Valley. So there was that immediate response and assistance, but we continued to help the community recover, I think, up to 2 years later in different ways. And one of the things that our club does, I'm currently a member of the Rotary Club of the Lochaber Valley, and we, prior to COVID-19, we did a lot of catering for equestrian events here. And it was just lovely to be there, and people would come up and say, oh, what is Rotary? Or, you know, I've had input from Rotary in my life in different ways. You know, my daughter was a student exchange, you know, student, got to travel to another country around the world for a year. So just great connections and great stories, yeah.
I have, talking about student exchange, I have a friend who was a Rotary exchange student in Salem in America. Uh-huh. And she's now in her 60s and still has friends that she made at that time when she was 17 and still talks about that experience as being one of the big changing points in her life.
Yeah, I think that's a really common experience. We've hosted a number of exchange students in our club, and they still keep in contact with members, especially those who are host families. We hosted a student here in our home a couple of years ago from Sweden, and last year we had the absolute delight of going to Sweden and staying with her and her family. I mean, how delightful is that? You get, you know, free accommodation around the world.
And you have a family around the world.
And you have a family around the world. But I think that that youth exchange program is very well received, and that the students, when they do it, learn so much about who they are. They then become almost like natural leaders when they go back to their hometown or city because of the skills and the connections that they've learned. So I'm not surprised to hear about this lady in her 60s still having a strong network. Yeah,
amazing. Now, Wendy, how much time does a Rotarian have to give? Are you dedicating your life to Rotary?
Well, nowadays it's changed quite significantly, and that's because, I guess, the leaders in Rotary International, based on feedback from members around the world and changing communities around the world, realised that there had to be significant changes within the organisation to not only recruit new members in, but to retain current members. And so where it used to be members had to attend 100% of meetings, nowadays what the term that we use is engagement hours. And it really depends on how many engagement hours Rotarians can give. And it's up to each club to determine what would be reasonable engagement hours for the members of their club. But look, there's so many ways that a member can meet those engagement hours. For example, the kind of minimum a club needs to meet is twice a month. Usually the meetings only go for an hour, so that's 2 hours. Members can make up hours by being involved in a project, by being involved in fundraising activities, by working on the different committees that clubs have, by applying for grants, by attending training sessions within Rotary International. So there's so many ways that members can make up their engagement hours. For example, when I've been abroad or even interstate working, I've usually looked up the local Rotary Club to where I am and go along and join them for a meal and a meeting. And that's called make-up hours, where you go to another club, and that then counts as engagement hours for your membership. So many different ways you can
do that. How lovely that you get to meet different people all over the place.
Yeah, and lovely to be able to see that clubs do it differently.
Yep.
You know, and that's part of the change that's happening in Rotary as well. Many clubs still hold their meetings once a month in the traditional ways that they have done. But mainly because of COVID-19, I think, many clubs have gone to Zoom for their regular meetings. And some clubs are now doing what they call hybrid meetings. So sometimes it's Zoom meetings, sometimes physical meetings, or if members for whatever reason can't physically get to a meeting anymore, then they can join in by Zoom. And another area that's opened up for clubs is to become a cause club, which means you're not specifically kind of linked into that area. You know, membership used to have to be within the locality that the club was based, but cause-based clubs now can have memberships from a much broader geographical area.
Well, what a fabulous segue to my next question.
Okay.
Now, is there a place for nurses and nursing skills in Rotary?
Absolutely. Thank you, Sue. Well, you know, like I've been a nurse for over 30 years now, and as nurses, we give a lot as part of our work. And there are many nurses who are involved in different volunteer organisations or activities, because it's just in our nature to give and to give back. One of the beauties of Rotary is not only do we give, but we get a lot back. Like I get so much back from being a Rotarian, so that's lovely. But I guess as I've got more familiar with Rotary International and the work that our clubs in the district does, as I've got more understanding of the seven areas of service of Rotary, which I can tease out, I started to go, why isn't there or is there a Rotary club for nurses and midwives? Like, if there isn't one, why not? And if there is one, maybe I could join it because that's my tribe. It would be good to be a Rotarian and then to be a Rotarian with a tribe of people who speak my funny nursing language.
And understand my weird sense of humour.
And understand my weird nursing sense of humour. So 3 years ago, I had great privilege of starting a journey as an assistant governor, which means I'm part of the district leadership team. And currently I kind of look after seven clubs, which is a tremendous privilege and delight. And that role also opened up my eyes to the possibility of a club for nurses and midwives. And so I just started to brew in that idea. I thought, is there one? If there isn't one, why isn't there one? Can I bring this idea forward? And so I put it out to the universe. And then I got chatting with a good mate. You might know her, Sue Walker. Her name is Sue Walker.
And, yes.
A couple of weeks, like, I can't believe the journey that we've been on in the last month. But you and I got chatting and you let me in on the fact that you'd been a Rotarian and you had wondered a few years ago about a Rotary Club for nurses. And we just got cooking, and with that tremendous energy and repertoire that gets going, we said, yeah, well, why not? Why don't we start a Rotary Club for nurses and midwives? So I put it out to our current district governor, Patrice Robinson, who happens to be a retired nurse. And she enthusiastically embraced the idea and said, go for it. And so we have. A few weeks later, we've got our leadership team consisting of you and I, Shelley Nolan, who's the current chief nurse and midwife of Queensland, Nikki Godwin, who's also been a past Rotarian, and Mavis, a colleague from South Africa, who's also been a past Rotarian. And so the five of us as a current and past Rotarian form the leadership group for this exciting new Rotary Club that we don't yet have a name, but it's going to be an international club and it will be formed by members who are nurses and midwives. And we had an initial information meeting last week, I think it was, via Zoom. That was very well received. We just continue to get positive feedback and people saying, yes, tell me more. Yes, I want to be involved. And so, Sue, I'm envisaging that towards the end of this International Year of Nurses and Midwives, we actually have a Rotary Club, which will have a name kind of like Rotary Club of Nurses and Midwives International or something like that. And I just imagine that with membership from around the world, we'll be based here in Queensland in District 9630, but I'm imagining with a membership of nurses and midwives around the world, we're going to be a very active club in different countries around the world. and that we'll be able to be involved in projects, whether that's assisting clubs already in those areas or organisations already in those areas. Or it might be our membership comes up with ideas based on their experience of the countries where they're from that we can look at as a club and determine, can we be involved in such a project? And if so, what do we do to make it happen? And I guess because one of the biggest learnings for me about Rotary has been, let's look at what's possible. Let's be challenged by what could be challenging, and let's figure out a way to meet those challenges. So I just see enormous possibilities for how our club can contribute at a local level internationally. I just want to go through, Sue, if I may, the seven areas that
great idea.
Rotary International focus on and which our club can focus on. Now, whether we just choose one area to begin with, start small,
But that's not us, Wendy.
Yeah, no, that's true. So the seven areas are peace and conflict prevention and resolution. And that's a really important one. And there are seven universities around the world, of which University of Queensland is one of the campuses that actually offer this program. Fantastic, fantastic master's course. And a lot of folks who go through that peace and conflict master's program become peace leaders in their country. And many of them have actually gone to work in the UN. So that's amazing. Disease prevention and treatment, well, that's really talking nurse and midwifery language, as does water and sanitation, maternal and child health, basic education and literacy, economic and community development. And the new area which we're starting to bring into our language is supporting the environment. And I think all those seven causes, there's nothing there that would be unfamiliar to nurses and midwives in different ways we're tackling those areas in the everyday work that we do. And then the power of us doing that as an international group, I think, can just be phenomenal.
I agree. I think I believe that as a group, we would be fairly unstoppable. And it does fit so well into those seven areas of Rotary. And we also talked about including the
goals, UN Global Goals for Sustainable Development. Yes, absolutely. The seven areas of Rotary International, I think, really complement those UN Goals for Sustainable Development.
And the International Council of Nurses adopted those goals and aligned nursing activity with them.
Yes.
So it's such a fabulous fit. And the fact that we are not limited by geography, we are able to meet and collaborate with our colleagues worldwide. And that is a fabulous, fabulous opportunity.
Isn't it, Sue? And I just think not only will be the network and the connection for us, but imagine student nurses becoming members of this club and the opportunities then that open up for them, not only in the mentorship and expertise they can get from those of us that have been around a bit longer or those of us that hold, you know, different positions around the world. So fantastic mentorship, leadership skills they can learn, but also for us to learn from them with their energy and their passion, remind us why we love this profession. But the opportunities for them perhaps to go and join colleagues in other countries for some work experience. What about nurse exchange programs similar to the youth exchange programs that we talked about earlier on?
And that's a brilliant idea. And for those to have that exchange program so our colleagues can come and we can go and learn from each other. What a spectacular way to embrace the profession.
Yeah, and I think it's so fantastic that we don't actually have to reinvent any wheels. The seven areas of service are there. The sustainable goals are there. It's just how does our club work with that? And complement with the skills and the experience that we'll have from our members to contribute to those areas. And that's really exciting, I think.
It is. It's a fabulous fit.
Yeah.
And what I'll do is, for those of you who are listening to this podcast, on the page on the Nursing and Midwifery Emporium, where you found the podcast, we'll, as soon as our nursing and midwifery group is charted, I will put the contact details to the website and the email address of the person that you can contact if you would like to be part of it with us.
That would be great. Yeah.
That would be great. Wendy, I'm excited as always, and I applaud your persistence in making the group come to a reality. I think that's fabulous.
Well, look, I think it's good to have an idea. It's great to have someone join you in the idea and say, let's do it. And it's fabulous then to have more people say, what a great idea. Let's just make this happen. And it really feels the momentum to make this club happen before the end of this International Year of Nurse and Midwife is really with us. And look, I think this has been such a year in so many ways with COVID-19 and the absolute kind of devastation it's brought to the world. This is a good news story that we can end our International Year with, as we move towards looking at the future and how we can be involved as nurses and midwives around the world in different ways. Timing is everything. The idea has been brewing for a couple of years, but timing is everything, and this is our time.
And with that fabulous quote, this is our time, I will say it's been lovely talking with you, Dr. Wendy McIntosh.
Pleasure.
And I look forward to talking with you soon. Goodbye.
Yes, thanks very much. Bye, Sue.
Bye. Hello, Nicole.
Sue, how are you?
I'm exceptionally well today. Thank you. And yourself?
Excellent. Thanks.
Now, Wendy and Rotary.
So, I've got to be honest, I didn't really know much about Rotary except that my father, who would now have been well into his 90s, was involved. So I didn't really know anything about it. So when she was talking about Rotary, I was like, oh, Rotary. And then she talked about it, this amazing platform just for us to have international nurses and midwives come together and talk all things nursing and midwifery. That sounds really good.
Wendy's been in Rotary for 8 years and basically loves it. And she just abides by their mission, which is together we see the world where people unite, take action to create lasting change across the globe, in our communities and in ourselves. And I think Wendy does embody that.
I do too. Yeah, I know. She fits that question of, are you a person of good character?
That's it.
Are you
a person of good character?
Are you, Sister Walker, a person of good character?
Well, you know, publicly, I believe I am.
No, it sounds good. When she was talking about how it's about being connected and involved and it gives you an opportunity to network and forge friendships, I thought, you and I have been banging on about getting nurses and midwives into networking for a while now.
I know, because we bang on about it, but the majority of nurses that I speak to see networking like as a business thing, like everyone's in suits and everyone's terribly, terribly, and everyone's fabulously important and everyone's just BHP on steroids and making millions of dollars. And that's not the point of networking. The point of networking is to expand your horizons by the people and contacts you make.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think that's the thing, is that vision of, you know, people who've got, you know, amazing shoes and incredibly great handbags, pressing the flesh and passing around business cards. That's never going to be a nursing networking thing. That's not our tribe. Which is the other thing that Wendy talked about, is that, you know, she wanted to build this tribe, Rotarian tribe of nurses, which is a great way to network, because we do talk the same language. We do have the same black, morbid, sometimes macabre sense of humour. We do care about the same things. And so you get together with a group of people, and that's what networking would look like for us.
That's right. We get each other. We don't have to explain what we do. We don't have to explain who we are. We just get the fact that we understand at a base level
what people's needs are.
Yeah.
And we see the problems that exist in our local communities and broader in the world, and how fabulous that an organization can bring us together so we get to influence far greater than we individually do.
How cool is that? Because sometimes I think nurses and midwives did come to this profession of ours to, you know, and it's sometimes a bit of a cliche, but save lives and make a difference. I mean, that's actually why we turned up. And then sometimes you see your little tiny little niche of the world. And I think about this when I was in theatre, for example, you know, like how many lives am I actually saving and making a difference here? And so that urge can be expressed and satisfied through something like this. You know, she was talking about how the contributions that you can make or that you can get involved with were really amazing things, like volunteer work, learning new skills, grants, exchange programs. Man, I was excited by the exchange programs concept.
Yeah, I think that's great too, whether it's us going, nurses from Australia going to work in other areas to see how it's done, or nurses from other countries coming here and being sponsored to see how healthcare is delivered in this country. I think there's a fabulous opportunity for both young, mid and late career nurses to take advantage of that. Because it's a fabulous opportunity to broaden your horizon.
And I love the fact that it's local and international. So, you know, when you do have the Zoom meetup, you know, you're going to hear about what it's like to deliver care in Johannesburg or in the middle of the Congo or downtown New York. Like, I think that would be really amazing, because healthcare delivery is the same and nurses want to do the same irrespective of the policy framework within which we work. But still, the policy and the way in which healthcare is delivered in Australia are constrained in lots of ways, and those constraints are different to downtown New York, which are different to the Congo, which is different to Johannesburg. And I'm keen to hear about that. That's fascinating.
I agree. And to be able to learn from one another and go, I never thought of that. Yeah, I would never have thought of doing that, which is a great thing. And being able to assist colleagues worldwide.
Yeah.
And one of the other things Wendy spoke about, and I don't want to put people off with them thinking I'm going to turn up at their front door with a suitcase, is that when you broaden your horizons and broaden your networks, and you do make friends with people in Malawi or New York or Vancouver or whatever, like, this is better than Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, not Facebook. You can have, you know, Facebook friends, but these are colleagues that you actually talk with at meetings, that you work with on projects, that are engaged and understand what you do. I just think it is a global opportunity for us to extend our tribe.
Yeah.
As Wendy put it. Yeah.
No, I think so too. And that was your story with a friend of yours, that she went to Salem as a young nurse and she's in her 60s now.
Yeah, yeah. I was saying that the influence of what had happened, she still, in her 60s, still sees that opportunity that she was given in year 12 at high school to go and spend a year in Salem as a key change point in her life.
Mm.
Like, she learned so many skills, from resilience, for one, you know, leaving home and going across the ocean on a flight on her own to be put into the arms of people she didn't know at the other end. So resilience and a sense of adventure, and those people actually became an extended family, and she still sees them.
Yeah, amazing.
And she still, as a group, other people that also were on exchange in the same area as her from other countries, those people still meet as a group.
Wow.
And still see one another. And that's the other thing Rotary can bring nurses as a tribe, is our opportunity to go as a group and visit other places.
Well,
so we too
exactly.
will also be able to experience that opportunity, not even in an exchange program, but we might choose to hold a conference somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. In the next couple of weeks, soon, I hope to have Beth on, who's an American nurse who started a charitable organisation in Uganda to help orphans and for kids, that, and particularly mums, and she runs a Mums and Bubs program and has all of these outreach programs. So in the slums, then, you know, young adolescent boys, and giving them something to do. And it's a really amazing program. And I'd sort of accidentally heard about it on Facebook, you know, like you'd sort of said, on Facebook, you sort of accidentally hear about these sort of things. But There are so many nurses that wanted to get involved, and you can go over there and spend 6 days or 6 weeks or 6 months and work as a nurse in her service that she's arranged. But it'd be amazing to be able to have one-stop shop like the Rotary thing where you could hear about all of those sort of things that are an opportunity for you as a nurse to get involved in.
Exactly right. And there are nurse Rotarians now who are providing outreach renal dialysis services that will be able to come to a Rotary group of nurses saying, hey, guys, we need an RN for 10 days here.
Yeah.
Can anyone help us?
Mm.
So it's the opportunity to expand your practice, to expand your reach, for want of a better word, and use your skills in a totally different way than you might currently be using.
Yeah. No, it's incredible. And so what I'm hearing from her is that Rotary as a whole have these causes. Is that right? Like, it's not the Nursing Rotary Club that's got these causes, but Rotary as a whole, their mission are these 7 causes.
Yeah, they have areas of focus. So as a international group, their areas of focus are peace and conflict prevention and resolution, disease prevention and treatment. Now, I just need to pop in here that the only reason why polio has been eradicated worldwide is because of the Gates Foundation and Rotary joining together. Rotary can take, you know, hand on heart, take responsibility for that. The other one is provide clean water, sanitation and hygiene, maternal and child health. 6 million kids under the age of 5 die each year because of malnutrition, poor health care and inadequate sanitation. So Rotary wants to expand access to quality care so mothers and their kids learn and are able to live and grow strong. The other area of focus is education and literacy. Then they look at economic and community development. And they've brought another one in, which is supporting the environment. So when you look at those, Nick, our nursing skills can fit in anywhere.
Oh, they're hardcore nursing principles, aren't they?
It's amazing. It's just such... Wendy and I can't understand why it hasn't happened before because it just seems like such a
hand in glove,
obvious fit.
Absolutely.
Obvious fit. Mm. Yeah. So that's exciting.
That is actually. And they're all things that, you know, nurses make up 50% of the global health workforce, and yet our presence in terms of boardrooms and policymakers as politicians is scant at best. And so this is a way for us to sort of toe the water and get involved and have a impact locally and internationally in these sorts of ways and make an actual difference and start driving and being present in that voice about how those sort of principles, those 7 causes, should operate. Since if we're 50% of the workforce in globally, we're seeing a lot of social and geopolitical spectrum in how that manifests in people's lives, like face to face, we're giving care to these people, you know, our role is really intimate. And so we have situational knowledge that probably really should be heard.
I couldn't agree more. I think one of the fabulous things that this cause-based nursing and midwifery Rotary group will do is expand the community's understanding of what is nursing and what nurses can do. Because I think we've spent so much time just doing. Nurses tend not to care what other people think. They just need to be able to do what they need to do for their client base at the time. Mm. But that's been to our detriment because everyone else just still sees a picture of Florence in their head when they think of a nurse, where that is not the case. Mm.
I know.
I mean, certainly she was our founder and was of her time. Mm. But in 2020, the skill base that nurses bring to any situation far exceeds that concept that maybe the community has.
A lot of water under that bridge since Flo's days.
Mm. Yes, that's right.
And the thing is that the community, time and time, decade after decade, votes in the Gallup polls that nurses are the most or one of the most trusted professions. So the public trust us. So that means that we've got a fair amount of, you know, power in terms of our voice will be listened to by the community. And we know stuff about how the community lives their lives in these social geopolitical worlds in which we are deeply entrenched into. So it's an amazing opportunity for us to have that heard.
Exactly. And it's going to be culturally appropriate because we are an international group. So it's not as though you've got one country trying to impose its thoughts of what should be happening in a community in another country. No matter where the issue is, there will be nurse Rotarians from that country who will know what's needed within that community. And then our broader tribe will assist them to raise the funds they need to do the work they want to do.
Yeah, exactly. That's amazing, Sue. I love it.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Great, great idea. And I'm exceptionally excited.
If people did want to get involved in it, because, you know, anyone that is of good character, as you and I and Wendy are fabulous examples of, what do they do?
Well, what do they do? Currently, we're in the process of chartering, which means we have to go to Rotary and say, this is our idea, this is what we want to do, we're of good people, and we've got enough people that would be able to form a group. And I know you're part of that group.
Yep, tick.
So once that group's chartered is what they call it, we then become a fully blown group. And the link to that group will be on the Nursing and Midwifery Emporium website. And they can just click on there and they will be taken through.
Gold.
But in the meantime, if someone desperately wants to be part of the charter group, we all welcome any of those people. They could just go to the Nursing and Midwifery Emporium website and just hit on the contact us one.
Shoot us an email and we'll
shoot us an email and we'll get it organised. Yeah.
Fabulous, Sue. Thanks for doing that podcast with Wendy. It was gold.
I agree, and I can't wait to see where this little adventure takes us. It will certainly be an adventure.
Bye, sister.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Nursing and Midwifery Emporium. Make sure you visit us at the website www.nmemporium.com to subscribe to the podcast.
And if you'd like to put someone forward for us to interview, go to the same website and just click on the button.
See you guys.
Take care. Bye.